I'm drawn to the mechanics, the curvature, the simplicity, it seems, of gravity racers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, gravity racers used to be called soapboxes, but the posh ones are now gravity racers.
And who are you?
My name's Dave Aykroyd, and I run Formula Gravity, which is a school's educational project. And we've got Entangle with a gadget show too, building their vehicles for them.
I've seen a few of these. Obviously, it's not going to come across in audio, but I've seen a few of these on the gadget show. Some of these incredible looking machines here. Can you explain what we're looking at?
What you're looking at here is the...
Dome Point.
It's the Dome Point. It's the Lotus Eater, which was a gravity racer, which we built for Jason to run against the Lotus.
What's it made of?
It's made of tubular steel chassis, and the bodywork is made of beech ply. It's a very tough laminate and does the job well.
And you've basically got a bubbled kind of dome cockpit. It's all about, it seems, aerodynamics. But what I didn't realise, weight, incredibly important.
Weight is your engine. Unlike ordinary cars with engines, we try to put weight on.
So you're basically bolting lead blocks to the bottom of these before a race?
Yes, we try to get up to about 200 kilograms of weight before we set off down a mountainside.
I think I might have found the first sport that my body is actually built for.
Yes, you need a low centre of gravity.
That's me. So this machine we're looking at here, what's it called?
This one's called the Nimbus. It was called the Nimbus after a sponsor of our car for the Goodwill Festival of Speed.
And you, I believe, have... Is it a record? What record is this?
Our record is 62 miles per hour in this at Beachy Head, or the 100 kilometres, which is the world land speed record for these vehicles.
This is the world land speed record-breaking gravity racer. Hang on a second. I just had to stroke its body. So you're quite proud of this particular machine. Why is it different to your others, and how did it get that?
Well, it's different really because it's evolved over about 6 years. We've kept on and on working on it, tuning it, getting it better.
How do you tune a vehicle with no engine?
Quite easily. You think about tyre pressures, tyres, getting the tracking right.
Lubricant.
Lubricants, absolutely.
I love that word.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So, and this, you think now, is... You know, is it hard to beat?
I hope somebody does beat us, because at the minute, because we have the record, we can't run again. As soon as somebody beats us, we will get sponsorship and we're off again.
And you're back on track.
We're back on track.
So what projects have you got in the pipeline at the moment that you are looking for sponsors or people to get some interest in?
Well, we've got a few at the minute. We're going to keep those under wraps until we're a bit further along.
Okay, fair enough. You don't want anybody else nipping in there and stealing your ideas.
Well, not yet until we've got the engineering done. Then we'll tell you all about it.
And do you want to give a plug to your chief engineers?
Yes, Graham Parish Engineering, who do most of the engineering for us.
And they're very good to you, aren't they?
Oh, they're absolutely superb. And, of course, we work with schools and colleges across the UK, and we get ideas which are stupendous, the simple of the genius from the kids. So we rely on them for good ideas as well.
What do you think of my idea? Get rid of the cockpits, put microscopic cameras in there.
It'll slow us down by about 4 miles an hour, but we like your idea.
Well, at least the idea is liked, even if you've already calculated in your physics-trained mind, I believe.
Yeah, we have to have a pretty sharp mind for these sort of things.
Definitely, especially with some of the speeds you're talking about when you're so close to the ground. Well, I'm fascinated, and this is definitely your baby that some other body's baby is nearly trashing then by rolling the wheels. You probably didn't hear that, but what if I wanted to build one of these? In fact, no, this world record-breaking car at home, how much would it cost me?
I should think it would cost you about £1,500 to build it.
That's incredible. A world record-breaking car for £1,500.
Yeah.
If only I'd thought that a little bit bigger when, back in Bedworth as a kid, I was building, what are they called? Soapbox racers?
Yeah.
I called those go-karts, but now go-karts tend to mean the motorised go-karts.
Yeah, they do. These have got no engine in, and the technology is totally different.
Which is pretty handy, I believe, when on a quiet morning in your village, you decide to go for a spin down a nearby hill and the motorway police stop you.
Yeah, well, of course, these are road legal. The police do have a long think about it, though, and it's best to be very polite.
Definitely. I don't want to say thank you very much, David.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the interview. And
any websites? Well. Give me a website.
Our website is www.formulagravity.co.uk.
Formulagravity.co.uk. I'm going to be checking that out. Thanks a lot.
Many thanks.